Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One. My name is Alan Stanford.
And welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. Now, in programme one, we discussed Hamlet the scholar. Scholar who had much to learn. He had to learn that the world he understood had quite literally been turned on its head. The king, his father, was dead. His uncle was now married to his mother and was now king. But not only that, the dead king, his father, had returned as a ghost and informed him that murder had been done and that it was expected of him, young Hamlet, to find some form of revenge. The stage is now set for the play itself. We now move on to Hamlet the clown. Much is said of Hamlet's madness, but Hamlet's not mad. Hamlet feigns madness. What he does do is he uses a form of madness, a form of obsession, to get him through what he has to do. And in the course of so doing, he'll be very cruel to an awful lot of people. Hamlet the clown is not a happy face. The ghost has come and gone, and it's left Hamlet with one simple instruction. Revenge my foul and most unnatural murder. So now, Hamlet must take control of the situation, and here is when he begins to show his remarkable intelligence. First, he must reassure his friend.
O day and night, but this is wondrous strange.
And therefore, as a stranger, give it welcome. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
Now that is a very big statement. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. What Hamlet is actually saying to Horatio is whatever you believed before, this is how it really is. The ghost exists. It's real. I saw it. I spoke with it. And therefore, so does heaven and hell and purgatory. All those things that we've just been talking about are real. I have the evidence. There are far more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
But come, here, as before, never so help you mercy. How strange or odd soe'er I bear myself, as I perchance hereafter shall think meet to put an antic disposition on, that you, at such times, seeing me, never shall, with arms encumbered thus, or this headshake, or by pronouncing of some doubtful phrase, as well we know, or we could, and if we would, or if we list to speak, or there be, and if they might, or such ambiguous giving out to note, that you know aught of me, this not to do. So grace and mercy at your most need help you, swear.
What Hamlet is essentially saying to Horatio is, I'm going to pretend to be mad. I'm going to put on an antic disposition. I'm going to act the clown. I'm going to make everybody feel that I am an idiot. And no matter what I say, no matter what I do, no matter how I behave, I'm just playing the clown to protect myself. So whatever I do, no little nods and winks, no pretending that you know anything. Whatever I do, say nothing. And thank you to Declan Mulligan and Emmett Duffy from St. Fintan's for reading those extracts.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.